This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
There will be up to $250,000 available to be split between 10 nonprofits. The deadline for applications will be March 31st, 2021. For more details on the application process, go to nowtocater.com. Last week, the United Way received a large anonymous donation of $100,000 to assist landlords and tenants with living expenses. Debbie Bogle of the United Way discussed the ways the money will go towards helping those in the community.
What we've been able to do is, for example, if somebody is 4 months past due on their rent, we're either, depending on the amount of the rent, we are paying, you know, maybe 3 months of that or 2 months of that, and then asking the landlord to forgive the rest.
To listen to the full interview, go to nowtocater.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowtocater.com.
News alerts. The White House is no longer President Trump's home. I'm Dave Anthony.
Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
That was at Joint Base Andrews after he left the White House 45 minutes ago.
You are amazing people. This is a great, great country.
He also wished Joe Biden well before boarding Air Force One to head to his home in Florida, the plane about to take off. Before leaving, he issued more pardons and commutations to 143 people.
Some of the big names on there, Republican donor Elliot Brody, also Steve Bannon, his longtime campaign strategist. Two rappers, Lil Wayne and Bill Capri, more commonly known as Kodak Black, also receiving those, and one person tied to the Russia probe, Paul Erickson.
Fox's David Spunt. Joe Biden has arrived at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington for a church service 3 hours before he'll be sworn in as our 46th president.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal.
That was last night at a memorial for the 400,000 people who have died from the coronavirus in the U.S. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live near the inauguration site.
Dave, a clear, blustery morning here at the Capitol. American flags drape the West Front. The podium where President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will take the oaths is straight ahead of me. Below, a small sea of socially distant seating. On the horizon, a field of flags on the National Mall. The west door where the guests of honor will appear is decked out with red bunting. The United States Marine Corps Band will perform, and Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem. Dave.
Rachel, hours after he takes office, President Biden will sign a bunch of executive orders on issues from the COVID crisis to the Paris Climate Accord to the Trump travel ban and cutting off funding for border wall construction. America's listening to Fox News.
2021 marks the 35th anniversary of the American Eagle coin program, and these historic gold coins will never be the same again. Why?
The U.S. Mint has unveiled a new design for the 2021 American Gold Eagle coins.
This means now is your last chance to get an American Gold Eagle coin with the original Eagle design.
The American Eagle coin series has become the best-selling coin series in the world.
Act fast or miss your opportunity to own the last year of this historic Gold Eagle coin design.
Just call govmint.com at 1-800-221-1215 and you're guaranteed a shiny, new, perfect mint condition American Gold Eagle coin.
Get them now before time runs out.
Call 1-800-221-1215 now and you'll receive your very own 2021 Gold Eagle guide free just for calling.
This exclusive offer is only available by phone. Call 1-800-221-1215 now to secure your American Gold Eagle coins before this historic design ceases production. That's 1-800-221-1215.
Again, our top Fox story, President Trump has left the White House. He's now on Air Force One, which just took off, headed to Florida. He's the first president not to attend his successor's inauguration since 1869. And when he gets there,
the president is not expected or scheduled to make any kind of remarks. He is not expected to be greeted by anyone. There is no place for a crowd of supporters. We simply expect the president to deplane and to get into a vehicle as part of a motorcade and be whisked away to his residence at Mar-a-Lago.
That's Fox's Evan Brown in West Palm Beach. Now, Joe Biden's inauguration comes 2 weeks after the deadly attack at the Capitol, interrupting the certification of his election victory that some Republicans were objecting to. And while President Trump faces a Senate trial after the House impeached him, accusing him of inciting the riot, more than 100 others have been arrested.
The riot may have looked spontaneous, but federal authorities say three self-described members of a paramilitary group planned the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Thomas Edward Caldwell, Donovan Crowell, and Jessica Watkins are the first of more than 125 people arrested in connection with the January 6th attack to face conspiracy charges. The FBI identified the trio as members of the Oath Keepers, which believes in a shadowy conspiracy to undermine the rights of Americans. According to charging documents, messages exchanged between the defendants and others refer to lawmakers as traitors and called for night hunting. The FBI also says Caldwell received a text during the attack instructing him to seal members of Congress in tunnels below the Capitol and turn on gas. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Well, the Fox News Channel has wall-to-wall inauguration coverage this morning. There's also a new daytime lineup, America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, now underway, followed by Harris Faulkner and the Faulkner Focus, then Outnumbered at noon Eastern. Then America Reports with Sandra Smith and John Roberts, followed at 3 p.m. Eastern by The Story with Martha McCallum, a new year and a new Fox lineup. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny and windy with a high of 40, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 29. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 44, and Friday, sunny with a high near 30. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 16 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of the company. Nick and I will go through Inauguration Day. Somebody that didn't make the pardon list, that was very confident, had a limo and McGribs waiting. That's right, Joe Exotic staying in jail. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Team Tiger, nothing to do with Tiger Woods, talking about the Tiger King, Joe Exotic. They were so confident, Nick, that they were going to get a pardon from President Trump. They had it all mapped out and ready to go. They had this monster Ram truck limo. They had a hairdresser and makeup artist. And their first trip was to the drive-thru at McDonald's to get a McRib and a Dr. Pepper. I mean, they had it all mapped out.
That's a pretty solid plan, the whole thing. I'll give them that.
Except
for the beginning.
Yes.
So I hope somebody got to cruise the limo through the drive-thru and all that stuff. But it wasn't Joe.
You know, that may be one of the more unusual stories of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Was that whole Tiger King thing.
Yeah, and
do you remember when that was like everybody's go-to show?
It's about to come back, too. Don't worry. There's a couple series coming out. There's a live tour. There's several things going on. Comic book.
I fail to understand. I watched it, as we were looking for anything to binge watch at the time. And it was certainly captivating in that it was, like the mother love and the traveling freak show kind of thing. But my interest in it really stopped during the episode where someone died.
Yeah, I haven't really had any other interest in it other than like the professional stuff, but not, it's not, I don't like to see people get jacked up. I don't, it's not my cup of tea.
No, not mine as well. Anyway, Joe Exotic still in jail and will remain there. And so the McRib and the Dr. Pepper and the Monster Truck limo all for naught this morning. Now, some of the A-list celebrities that will be performing, Lady Gaga, Tom Hanks, J-Lo, Garth Brooks, there's a huge list.
Yeah, and it's pretty, it's got a pretty wide spectrum, too. There's a lot of, I mean, the word diversity is overused, but I mean diverse in so many different ways, genres.
Well, the Democrat Party's always gotten the A-list celebrities.
That's for sure.
And there is a Celebrating America primetime program tonight, a 90-minute primetime program, which will wrap up Inauguration Day. And that is where Tom Hanks will be hosting. And the program will include remarks and performances by Bruce Springsteen, the Foo Fighters, Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake. It will air on ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, plus streaming on Peacock, Pluto, and the Roku channel.
No Fox.
The list I have from the Wall Street Journal, which I am reading as we speak, I do not see that as listed.
All right. I don't know. What else is on TV tonight? What is today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, because people will not be able to travel, although those flags are really cool.
Yeah, that's a really neat scene, what they've got going on set up there. I mean, all things considered, the people aren't there. It looks like a Baghdad, you know, with all the fences and all the military and everything. But it really, if you focus your cameras on the action, what's actually happened, it's really is about as American as you'd expect. Looks great.
And this will, I was looking at the invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, poetry reading, a musical performance, just looking at sort of the schedule of events. It will be, I'm sure, as you said, if you're just watching it on TV, which most of us have not been to an inauguration in person ever in our lives, right?
Right.
It will probably look similar.
Yeah.
Without the sweeping crowds.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll look totally fine. It's looking like every bit of that. You'll see the people that are supposed to be there in the seats, you know, with the, I'm assuming, family and Congress and justices and people, officials that need to be there. So it's going to look like, by and large, mostly what we're used to.
Yeah, I think Garth Brooks has done a lot of these, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. He just is middle America. You know, he screams accessible. You know, he's one of us that has done well for himself, and people tend to like him.
Before we move on to the rest of the show, tell me what happened in the sports world with this Lamar Jackson charity story.
So the Buffalo Bills, their fans are generally known as the Bills Mafia. You know, they get a bad rap.
That's because, their nickname.
Yeah, they get really rowdy. They've had some bad issues. But what they've done they've done multiple times is they rally around charities that are involved with the team that they just played or just lost. It happened, I believe, with Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals before. They've rallied around some other individuals that have had issues. And Lamar Jackson is, you know, league MVP, an unbelievable talent. And he has a charity that is basically feeding kids, you know, that's his their mission. And they just got behind it, you know, just out of a tip of the cap and trying to be good people, and they did it. What's it up to, millions now?
I thought it was like $360,000 something like that. Blessings in a Backpack is the name of the charity. I like that there is some lesson in life in this, that you can, it's okay to do something nice for the other team, the other side.
Oh, yeah. They're like, and you know what? They're like, we're going to go really hard at you before the game, during the game. And also later on, we're going to continue to rub it in your face. But guess what? It's sports. It's competition. And we're all human beings. Let's do something good. And so, yeah, I mean, they are willing to give it and are nice also. So I appreciate them. It's a feel good story. At the end of the day, sports is feeding some kids.
I didn't realize that the Bills fan base was so, I mean, you think about the Dog Pound, you know,
they're
you think
there.
About like the,
Oakland
the
Raiders, yeah.
Or the Steelers fans, you know, and I guess Buffalo would probably be the team that would have a chip on its shoulder more than any other team in the NFL, right?
Hard
I mean,
luck.
Meaning that you've been there, what, four times?
Just couldn't get it over the
goal. And couldn't get one.
Yeah, they were like a dynasty kind of in the 90s. They were an awesome, awesome team led by Hall of Famer Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed. And they just couldn't get it done.
Wasn't there a great 30 for 30 about that dynasty?
Yes.
And are you a dynasty? I mean, it is an incredible accomplishment to go to the Super Bowl four times.
Yeah, if you're a team for any length of time, say, I would say it needs to be 3 to 5 years or longer. I'll call it a dynasty because that's hard to do in pro sports, because especially football, the next year, if you go to the Super Bowl, teams pilfer your mediocre players because they're Super Bowl guys, thinking they're going to capture some of that essence, and they just get depleted. But the Bills were very, very good, very notable players, and just never won the Super Bowl.
All right, interesting stuff. Anyway, you mentioned some of the there's a church service today before the swearing in. You mentioned the family Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I the family Bible thing is a very interesting thing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's some of these folks who have like an incredible American history, and that was the whole premise of the West Wing episode about that, was he wanted his family's Bible, but the family Bible had been donated to a museum, and the museum didn't want to, you know, and had to have and like had to travel with like three people and its own like hermetically sealed, you know, thing, and all of that. I mean, some of these are gigantic Bibles. I mean, I feel sorry for the person who has to hold it.
Oh, yeah. But we know it's only like two lines, so only got to hold it for a couple minutes, I hope.
It's been in the family since 1893.
Oh, that's so cool.
I was just reading some of the details about that. By the way, one thing that has, and this is so different than it used to be, when John F. Kennedy was the first Catholic president, I mean, it was a big deal. Does anyone even mention that Joe Biden is the second Catholic in history to be sworn in?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. So I think some people really care. I think so.
I mean, it was even controversial at the time.
Oh, yeah, it's certainly not controversial.
When JFK was elected. Anyway, there are great stories when you just go in and look in like the history of that family Bible.
Is there something I have something in my head. Did maybe Barack Obama swear in on Lincoln's Bible? Does that ring a bell to you? Something like that?
It doesn't, but that doesn't mean it's not true. I don't recall that. I'll look it up. But there are all kinds of interesting things with tradition and whatnot that will happen today. And some of those stories will be told over the next 24, 48 hours. But you'll get interesting tidbits if you can just put politics down and just think about human beings and history and all the stuff that will happen. It will be interesting to note. The 1789 inauguration in New York at that time, George Washington used a Bible from St. John's Masonic Lodge No. 1. And it was retrieved after people there noticed that there was not one at Federal Hall. They had to literally run out and get one, just like the West Wing episode for the very first president of the United States of America. And that kind of great history goes in and out of all of these inaugurations. So we have the latest on that. Now, will you watch this thing tonight?
Yeah, probably. I'm very interested in the history and I want to feel good about America. I want to go into this optimistic. I've been saying all day, I hope for this, I hope for that. And I'm not saying he's going to snap his fingers or anything like that. I'm simply optimistic that a lot of people are wanting a fresh start, that a lot of people want to put down the swords and say, hey, I still have my liberal values or my conservative values, but I don't want to fight you. I don't want to take over your building. I don't want to burn down your store. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to start getting on with American life. And we've got the vaccine coming. You know, the economy should rebound along with it. We've got a guy in there that claims to be down the middle. Hey, walk the walk. You've talked the talk. Now we're counting on you to help us bridge some of these gaps. So I if song helps me get there or the flags, okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of hoping to buy into that.
President Obama and President Trump used Abraham Lincoln Bible. President Obama used it for his first inauguration and his second inauguration. He used a Bible given to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 1954. Mm-hmm. There have been four presidents that used that Washington Bible that was
borrowed
from that Masonic Lodge, and that was Warren G. Harding, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush. So some of these Bibles cross over for R&D.
Yeah, that is very cool. Do you think, this is a little ways down the road, do you think, remember the controversy about not hanging a portrait of Barack Obama in the White House with by Donald Trump?
I'm sorry, what?
Wasn't there, well, didn't he not have an official painting put up in the White House
of
Obama? If that, I'm almost certain I read that. If that's the case, and I'm not wrong, which today I'm just second-guessing myself over and over.
You really are. You're not coming at this with any authority at all.
Well, I was confident, but you talked me out of one I knew, and now I'm just on shaky
ice. I
didn't
talk you out of it. I fully admitted that I was wrong.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think it'd be very interesting if that's the case when Joe Biden goes to put up the Trump portrait that he, you know, puts up in Obama. But I think it would be great if he put one up of Donald Trump, because that's he was our president for 4 years. I mean, that is how it's meant to be.
White House portrait unveiling may be skipped for the first time in decades amid bad blood between Trump and Obama. I don't know. I'm looking at stories that are.
I don't know that. So maybe it was just they skipped the unveiling.
The first term president hosts a ceremony in the East Room for the unveiling of the official portrait mm-hmm. of his immediate predecessor.
Right.
And then it hangs in the halls of the White House for posterity. And a lot of these traditions, in my mind, in an unfortunate way, are not happening this year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, I hope we go back to the normal, no matter who you're rooting for, you know, that we can learn to appreciate these traditions and continue those, and we have a little more grace involved in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would imagine that Joe Biden would do a reveal of the portrait. I'm hoping so.
Maybe, and we'll see. I think right now he's probably got a lot of things on his plate that are probably taking a priority. What do you think about delivering? I mean, this has got to be the biggest speech anyone ever gives in their life, and only 46 people have done it. And in this pandemic, in this politically divided world that we live in, with the mood and the temperament of the nation at hand, how staggeringly important is this, and what must that feel like if you just strip away everything and realize we're still talking about human beings? Mm-hmm. This speech today is just ginormous.
Yeah, and I think, again, stripping it all away, Joe Biden has had to give a few of these kind of speeches, you know, when he was in that parking lot in front of the cars that were celebrating his victory. And in the days since, he's had to kind of talk that talk. I think he's had a few trial runs. He's a lifetime politician. This is a day that he's been waiting for his entire life. So I think as far as anybody being ready to give this kind of speech, this isn't like a bomb happened yesterday and he has to get 24 hours later and wrap his head around it. This is something that has been coming to a crescendo. So I think he'll do really well, but the magnitude of it, it can't be any larger. And so I think he'll do fine. And we like his speechwriter. His speechwriter has done some good stuff.
Yes, whoever that is, and mm-hmm. I'm not even familiar with the names, but the expectation level has to just be off the charts.
Yeah, and I think he'll show some grace to, you know, Donald Trump, you know, and thank him for his service to the country, and I think he will put his chin up in the sky and say, this is how we're going.
By the way, a little more on that portrait thing. The process for White House portraits, according to NBC, begins near the end of a president's term or soon after, and it takes a few years to complete, and that's why they have had this tradition of coming back to have it unveiled. And in fairness to President Trump, he didn't seem interested in doing it, nor did President Obama.
Oh, okay.
Back to the Trump White House to do it. So I think that was kind of a non-starter on both sides.
Fair enough. I'd like to see it put back in rotation.
I'm sure it will be. I think that what I know of Joe Biden seems to be a man that tradition is important, bringing back some of that civility, I think, will help our nation. Just whether you want to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the tone and the tenor.
And you know, there's something to be said about trying to break the divide that we know is so big, to somehow bridge a gap between Donald Trump and the other side as well. I think there, you know, maybe it takes time, maybe it takes something, but there, if he can come take a step forward and America can take a step forward, that, you know, maybe there's a divide there that can sort of be bridged, you know, to where he can be at these things and it not be the news other than, hey, we're glad to have you. You know, you're one of our club. You led our country. I think that's huge to a lot of people to say, hey, our guy is getting some respect and he's respecting the new guy. I think that would be really awesome if they can bridge that gap over some time.
Yeah. By the way, Carter, Jimmy Carter did not attend a ceremony for his White House portrait while Reagan was off. I mean, there are.
Oh, that's a thing? Oh.
Yeah, there are some.
Okay.
I don't want to make everything abnormal if there's history of it being that way. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Hey, today is going to be sunny and windy with a high of 40, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 29. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 44, and Friday, sunny with a high near 30. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 18 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:25.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With a First Mid debit card, you have a trusted friend. Take it with you wherever you go, like your best pal. When you need some space, leave it at home and pay with mobile wallet. Find your debit card is missing? Just turn your card off with Card Valet until you're reunited. You can also set spending limits and get alerts on your phone so your card won't go shopping without you. You and your debit card will have the perfect friendship every step along the way. Visit firstmid.com. First Mid Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt-in to sign up for the Refresh now. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, we are live on this hump day, hoping you're having a great start to your day. Another beautiful sunshine day, and as Nick just said, a couple of nice days ahead weather-wise. Certainly will take it for January. There's a very interesting story about the Kennedy inauguration that was almost done in by an unexpected snowstorm.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't really get snow in Washington, D.C., but it's one of those places where if they get a little, they lose their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't know what to do.
Exactly right. Yep.
And that sounds ridiculous where we live, but it is a thing. I mean, if you get snow in a place that doesn't know how to deal with snow, it becomes a big deal.
Yeah, I was stuck in an airport with no baggage for 3 days because they had an inch or two in Atlanta.
It seems ridiculous, right?
It was absolutely ridiculous.
What did you do for 3 days?
I hung out and borrowed people's cell phone chargers and stuff. I flew out to a movie premiere and took the red eye right back home and they flew over Illinois and left me in Atlanta for 3 days. So I watched TV through a gate because one restaurant left their TV on. but nobody could come to work. No taxis. The train wasn't running, so I just lived in the hotel.
That's absolutely like a movie.
It was like
a
movie.
I can't even imagine. Did you keep in good spirits?
Oh, it was my favorite airport if everything would have been open. But yeah, it was fine. It was okay.
I can't imagine. I hate airports.
Right. I bought tickets on every airline I could to different cities, just hoping for one to take off. And finally, I got to Chicago.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, we'll give you that story about Kennedy's inauguration.
Oh, cool.
Netflix reaching the 200 million subscriber number. What does that mean? And we've got a lot to get to in the final half hour. You're listening to Buyers & Company. Don't forget to sign up for the Refresh. Free of charge. Comes to your email every single day, Monday through Friday. And then there's a weekend edition on Saturday. Great stuff from Lindsay Romano. And great chances to win and all kinds of cool information. Sign up now at nowtocater.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. About 1.6 million Illinoisans with a Facebook page who joined a class action lawsuit could get $350 in the coming months as part of the settlement. The checks are from a $650 million settlement that alleged the social media giant violated Illinois' Biometric Information Privacy Act. One out of every five eligible Facebook users filed a claim before the November 23rd deadline. The estimated payout is still in line with their initial estimate of between $200 and $400, but was slightly lowered after a last-minute rush of Facebook users seeking class participation before the deadline. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frerich's office has urged small nonprofit groups to apply for grants through the Charitable Trust Stabilization Program. In the program's first cycle, there will be up to $250,000 available to be split between 10 nonprofits. The deadline for applications will be March 31st, 2021. For more details on the application process, go to nowtocater.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowtocater.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
You are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
After a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, President Trump's on his way to Florida, leaving the White House this morning, the fourth living president to not attend his successor's inauguration, the first in 152 years.
Have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden plans to get right to work after being sworn in as 46th president.
First order of business for 46 by the close of business today, stopping border wall construction, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, ending the travel ban on people coming into this country from majority Muslim countries, and launching a 100-day masking challenge requiring masks for everybody on federal property or traveling across state lines.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny and windy with a high of 40, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 29. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 44, and Friday, sunny with a high near 30. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 18 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
Listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, right now is the time we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Tuesday, and the Dow was up 116 points to 30,931. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed higher as well. Stocks climbed as Janet Yellen, President-elect Joe Biden's selection for Treasury Secretary, indicated she endorsed continued coronavirus relief spending during her testimony in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Separately, the U.S. largest banks are mostly finished reporting their quarter four 2020 earnings, which investors have come to view as good enough given the conditions faced by the banks last year. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.05%, and the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.41%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.38%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 1/32nd, pushing its yield to 1.106%. Gold futures were up $2.50 at $1,842 even. Crude oil futures were up 44 cents at $53.42 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 31,039, a positive 111 points. ADM at 53.59, Ameren 72.73, Caterpillar 192.30, Norfolk Southern 249.15, PPG 145.79, Tate and Lyle 36.95, and Mueller Water 12.68. An artist, Salvador Dali, once said, "Have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. So the day before the inauguration for John F. Kennedy, there was literally 24 hours before inauguration day, there was a forecast in Washington, D.C. for a mix of rain and snow, but little accumulation. But late that same night, they ended up getting 8 inches of snow. Now, 8 inches of snow grinds everything to a halt here.
Oh, yeah.
8 inches of snow in Washington, D.C. is like crazy off the charts. There were thousands of cars that were just left abandoned on roads. And literally, they had 1,000 people overnight and into the morning. Federal workers, I'll do this. In what was called a fantastic snarl, 288 vehicles were stranded on the George Washington Parkway between Alexandria and the Memorial Bridge. 200 cars were abandoned on the Rock Creek Parkway. On Pennsylvania Avenue, more than 100 cars were stuck in the snow. And the car in which President Kennedy was traveling with Harry Truman from the governor's reception to the Kennedy's Georgetown, they had to, like, change routes because they couldn't navigate, like, the grade.
Oh, my goodness.
And literally, he was working on 4 hours of sleep. But snow removal teams from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, right, they teamed up with more than 1,000 District of Columbia employees to clear the parade route. They used literally hundreds of dump trucks, front-end loaders, sanders, plows, even flamethrowers.
Oh, my goodness.
To clear the road.
Oh, my goodness. All the security logistics are protecting two presidents? Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
And by the way, he gave his historic address at his inauguration. It was 22 degrees in Washington, D.C., and the sun glare off all of the blanket of snow. Robert Frost was there to read a poem, and he couldn't read it because the glare was so intense.
Oh, my goodness.
And Vice President Lyndon Johnson tried to block the sun with his hat. And then he just gave up and then recited the gift outright from memory. And that was the most snow or weather like that ever. And also, by the way, whether it's true or not, JFK was blamed for killing the hat industry that day by being the first president to not wear a hat to the inauguration. And if you see a picture of the stage, it is hysterically funny because all of the hats.
And not him?
No.
Oh, my goodness. And he was pretty stylish. So I imagine that probably holds
true. I think the
true.
Hat industry was already on its way out. I mean, I think it was just sort of an anecdote part of, I don't know that Kennedy single-handedly did that, but that's been sort of the myth throughout the years.
Yeah. I wonder how the weather was when William Henry Harrison got...
the guy who died like the next day?
It was like 31 days, but he got sick with like typhoid or pneumonia or something. I wonder if it was... The weather was bad then, too. If so, you can just move it inside. I mean, that's certainly an option. You know?
I wonder, you know, why anyone thought January would be a great time, you know, when you go back to that tradition when it started, like to be outdoors doing all of this. Well, no hat, I'm sure, but can you imagine like showing up with a top hat?
That would be funny. I mean, think of any of the last few presidents in a top hat getting sworn in. It'd be silly.
Can you imagine?
No, it would be silly.
But until Kennedy, that was the thing.
Oh.
And by the way, if you dig deeper into the hat killing industry story, it was already sort of the thing that kids were doing on college campuses. And it wasn't that Kennedy was out ahead of the style. He was just sort of following that trend that had already become more popular with young people in America.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So there you have it. 8 inches of snow the day before the inauguration. At least they don't have to deal with that. We got razor wire and 25,000 National Guard troops.
Right.
But thankfully, no snow.
Yeah, it looks sunny out over there. It looks really nice.
So are you, what's going on now? Are they leaving the Blair House or is that the church?
So they're still in church and the White House, cleaning crews and moving crews are in there just scurrying right now. They are on the clock like a baking show where they're like, all right, contestants, we got 48 minutes left. That's what they're feeling like right now. They are racing.
Don't you get the feeling that's probably the most efficient team in history?
Heck yeah. You know, and imagine a move where you walk into your new place and all your stuff is set up exactly where it was because the people before came to your current house, took pictures of everything exactly how you like it, and you just walk in and go lay in your same bed in your new building.
There are a lot of perks.
That is one.
Air Force One for sure, Marine One, and moving in that way would be the absolute tops.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being any better. I mean, and then just, I think it's kind of funny, you know, when you wander to the refrigerator in the middle of the night, like you see on TV or movies, and you look in the fridge, you're like, you know, there's some cold pizza or whatever. Just walking out there and like, Mr. President, would you like me to fire up some prime rib real quick or whatever you want? Sure, let's go for it. I mean, there's no cold pizza. It's what you want.
Now, on the other side of that, and all of that sounds wonderful, but you also have a whole lot of the other side of the job.
For the rest of your life, somebody somewhere wants you dead.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Or just hates your guts.
That too.
And you got to be responsible for, I don't know, rolling out a million vaccinations and healing a nation and building a bridge across the divide. I think that the late night ice cream run probably doesn't quite make up for all of that.
No, he's going to look, I mean, he's already an older guy. He's going to look older here pretty quick because there is a lot of stress in the world right now.
That's for sure. All right, we'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back back here on a Wednesday. Has the MyPillow guy just lost his gourd? What's going on with him?
He showed up to the White House just a few days ago with some notes that were photographed.
Yeah, he said those were just handed to him by some lawyer who asked him to pass it along. Now, are you to believe that you're going to get like a few minutes at the Oval Office with the sitting president of the United States of America, and you're just going to hand over something you haven't read?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
But he's been a name that has been talked about on the internet for a long time, not just recently, for some of the things that he sort of, some of his extremist views or things that he said, and now some of the stores are backing away from him. I think H-E-B, Kohl's,
Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's. Yeah, I mean, he said that out loud during an interview. The guy has always been a strange guy to me, just from the commercials. Yeah. And I've always wondered about the wearing of the cross, like, outside the shirt so everybody can see it, the necklace thing.
Oh, yeah.
Always seemed to be so forced to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't doubt your faith. I have no idea what's in your head, but you don't have to show me that cross to imply something about yourself to me.
Right.
When you're trying to sell me a pillow.
Right. I did see some of the other pillow companies, like some of their reactions, because people would go to them and say, like, hey, what's your take on insurrection? And some of them were pretty funny, took opportunities to kind of say, looks at insurrection, takes steps back, and then, we're effing against it. You know, like, just as clear as they possibly can be. It's kind of funny to see counter companies sort of try to rally around somebody else's demise.
Right. Well, he has been one of these Dominion guys, uh-huh. You know, yeah. And got a cease and desist letter. And if you look at some of the media outlets that have also been mm-hmm. threatened and some of the stuff they've had to take off and put up about the stories that they were reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem is we all, I think, believe that if you see a legitimate problem, you've got to call it out. You've got to go for it and see if there's an issue. When it's not, you've got to back off of it. And the problem with this is we're counting on our elections to be fair, and we're counting on the machines and the individuals and all that stuff. And when you sow those seeds of doubt, those are things that leave stains for years. I mean, yeah. four years from now, we could be having people talk about Dominion machines again, you know, and that's just not fair.
It's not. I would highly recommend to my Republican friends that your message as a party can't be, we just want fewer people to vote.
Oh.
That can't be the platform.
No.
And anyway, that can't be the foundation of the belief system of a party, is that we think we'll win if we can get fewer people to vote. That's not going to inspire anybody coming up in these next generations to support your cause at all. But anyway, this guy seems like one of those stories that will be remembered this year as, okay, the MyPillow guy. What's up with that?
Yeah, super weird. On the Republican side, I did see something kind of nice. 13 GOP freshmen sent a letter to Joe Biden promising to try to work hard with him. That was a headline. Didn't read the story.
Good.
I don't know what they said, but that was the headline that I came across. So that's the right idea.
There might be some genuine honesty in all of that. It's going to have to really, you're going to have to prove me. I've just been around too long.
Yeah, fool me once.
On either side of this political aisle thing about actually working together.
Right.
And I do believe that there are members of Congress on both sides of the aisle mm-hmm. that go there and do a lot of work and work together to collaborate. I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the ones that show up on Sunday TV shows. You know, they're not the ones that get all of the attention. But I do believe there are plenty that do that. And we'll see. I mean, I'll be cautiously optimistic. But you're going to have to prove it to me, because I just have way too much anecdotal evidence of how it's always been to think that it's going to be a different way.
Right. It's like, fool me once or fool me 7,644 times.
78 times, yeah. all right, so Philip Rivers is retiring.
Oh, wow.
And I just read that coming across my Apple News feed. What happened with him this year with the Colts?
Well, he was the Chargers' longtime quarterback.
Well, yeah, forever there.
Yep.
But then he moved
to Indianapolis, and they did all right. I mean, they did, you know, but they kind of fell short at the end. And there was talk that he was going to try to come back for another one with them, but I'm assuming the either the money or the vision, or maybe they just looked at it and said, we've got Jacoby Brissett, we're just going to move on. But long time in the league, never got the championship, is up there probably in the top 10 in a lot of the stats, you know?
Yeah, but he's going to be Dan Marino, right?
Yeah, diet Dan Marino at that. He didn't get to Dan's level, but yes.
No, but I mean because he never got that Super Bowl, fair or unfair.
Yeah, and he wasn't as known as a celebrity the way that Dan Marino was. But yeah, that's a fair comparison, I think so. I'm a little surprised that he called it quits. I'm assuming we'll probably see the end of Drew Brees this year as well. So that would be two of the long timers.
And then where does Drew Brees rank in that list? You know, he did get the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
he's a top 10 quarterback because of his body of work, the numbers, being a good guy, overall. And I think all the factors, he checks every box, and they're tied together because Drew Brees was the quarterback for the San Diego Chargers, and they moved on from him because of Phillip Rivers. So, I mean, they're kind of tied at the hip. That's sort of interesting.
All right, Phillip Rivers, 39, and a 17-year NFL career. And the way this is worded, which I thought was a little strange, will potentially one day see him inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He feels like a Hall of Famer to me, but tail end of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's not Joe Montana.
Well, he's a top 10.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, he did enough work, I think. He was a Pro Bowler. He was a staple for one franchise's entire career minus one year at the tail end. Yeah, he feels like a Hall of Famer. And the NFL is usually pretty favorable to quarterbacks in that way. So, yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
All right. Anyway, I just saw that crossing the wire. What happens this weekend? Who do you have with the Tampa Bay and Green Bay?
Oh, my goodness. Tampa Bay is...
You got to root for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You can't root for Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the Bills, honestly, over on the other side.
Okay.
But Tampa Bay, I'll go with them. They're NFC South Division team. I'd like Tom Brady to get a little something there. And then we've got the Bills and the Chiefs.
In a perfect world, if he got to the Super Bowl and could win the Super Bowl, why would he come back next year?
To get another Super Bowl. He's got an IV that is not stapled in. It is built into his arm. He wants more.
I get that. But why would you not? I mean, because you could write, I mean, you could control the last chapter of that book.
That would be the perfect chapter.
I did all of this. I was never appreciated by this egomaniacal head coach, and I went the next year to a team and did it again on my own when they couldn't even make the playoffs, and you just close that chapter as the GOAT. I mean, you are now...
It's all of it.
I don't think you can even dispute it. I mean, you can hate the guy's guts, but how do you argue he's not the greatest quarterback of all time?
I don't know that you can, but in his brain, he goes, man, that's a nice way to bookend it, but you know what would be better? Six more of them.
But that's not going to happen. I mean, with one way, you end as a legend.
That's right. He's blowing out a tire at the end of this thing, I think. No, he is going to have to get pulled out of it with a blown out tire going, I can't walk because I'm missing my leg. So I guess I can't play football.
You just don't want to be that guy.
In his brain, he's going to be Tom Terrific until...
I guess maybe we are a little bit better. I mean, we don't think of Michael Jordan's end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Washington.
I mean, does that ruin the reputation?
No, or Jerry Rice, or Joe Montana.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah. I mean, you could list a whole lot of people that overstayed their time.
Yeah, I think he would be. I'll let him just go until you don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying if he could.
Oh, it'd be storybook.
Yes. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. That's enough sports.
Today is going to be sunny and windy with a high of 40, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 29. For Thursday, it's sunny with a high near 44, and Friday, sunny with a high near 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 18 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:53.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal.
With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Well, hun, how you doing with the taxes? I guess that means not too good.
If you're tired of hearing your spouse roar like a lion trying to do your taxes, drop by Katz Tax and Bookkeeping. Income tax returns for businessmen, farmers, factory workers, and you. If you don't know your taxes, see the folks who do. Katz Tax and Bookkeeping Service, 812 South 16th, just off Cantrell in Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Feels a little sacrilegious just interrupting.
It's my favorite song.
Have you watched the movie yet?
Yeah, we talked about it, remember?
I thought we talked about it and I had watched it and you had.
No, I watched it. Remember, I had my
beef. Yeah. They were picking on poor Sam Cooke. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. It's been a week.
It has been a week and it's not done.
No, it's not. Let's just hope for peaceful behavior today across the board and with everyone. And everyone can take a couple of steps back. There's been a disturbing trend in my mind of people wanting to punish anybody who was in Washington, D.C. that day, whether they had anything to do with the riot or not.
That's not right.
It's not American.
Nope.
You can disagree all day long. You can disagree with my pillow guy and say, I don't want to buy my pillow. I didn't want to buy my pillow before he ever opened his mouth. But, you know, so to me, it's not politics, but he's got a right to his opinion. And people still do in this country. And I hope moving forward that president-elect and will be officially sworn in as president at 12:01 Eastern time today, Joe Biden can remember that. Just because you now have, you know, a 50-50 Senate and the vice president to break that tie and you have the House and you have the White House, that people can still be in an opposition party and disagree with you, that it doesn't turn into an all one-way street thing.
Yeah, I hope for that as well. I think it's absolutely important for everyone to have a seat at the table in their philosophies, you know.
Well, and you just can't tell me that 70 million people are part of a QAnon conspiracy or outright white supremacists.
No, there's no way that many people are part of that. Nope.
And so you still have to have this ability to have conversations in and around things. And I'm hopeful. I mean, I really do, because I know people out there, my friends on the right side of the political aisle, think Joe Biden is this massive liberal. He's never been that. He's a middle-of-the-road guy and always has been. And the one good thing about being Joe Biden's age is I think he's a little long in the tooth to be changing dramatically the way he's lived his entire life.
That's right, yep. And church just got out, by the way. We're about 2 hours away. So.
Okay. And I will begin this day like I have every inauguration day in my life, actually, you know, rooting for this person to succeed, because if they succeed, we succeed.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, and I'm hoping that we just make progress in general on all the things that have divided us so much, that we find a little bit of give and take everywhere to just make us all better.
Yep, and the tone and the tenor, you know, may be the most important thing. And maybe we've forgotten a little bit what presidential behavior looks like. And maybe a subtle reminder, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, is just what this country needs. So I'm hoping for the best, and we'll be watching today. Tomorrow morning, the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, will be with us. Beth Nolan will join us from DPS 61 Board of Education. They're having a meeting tonight. And so much more. Debbie Bogle from the United Way and on and on. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available in a couple of different ways. You can get the individual interviews. You can get the show by the hour. They're all presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group, and you can get them for free at nowdecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast. For Nick Smith, I'm Brian Byers. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 4,318 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 33 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported 38 new COVID-19 cases. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 1,076,532 cases, including 18,291 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. As the number of COVID-19 inpatients decreases and the state lifts mitigation efforts in central Illinois, Memorial Health Systems is easing some of its visitor restrictions at its five hospitals beginning today. These hospitals include Memorial Medical Center in Springfield, Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital in Lincoln, Decatur Memorial Hospital, Passavant Area Hospital in Jacksonville, and Taylor.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.